refreshing bread, daily meditations from the Word of God.
Saturday, February 18th. Today's meditation is offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Today's reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke the Evangelist, chapter 21, verses 8 to 9, 25 to 27, and 33 to 36.
The Lord said, "Take care not to be led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time is at hand.' Do not, therefore, go after them. But when you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified. These things must first come to pass, but the end will not be at once. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations bewildered by the roaring of seas and waves, men fainting for fear and for expectation of the things that are coming on the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming upon a cloud with great power and majesty. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Watch yourselves carefully, lest your hearts be overburdened with self-indulgence and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly as a snare. For come it will upon all who dwell on the face of all the earth. Watch then, praying at all times, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are to be, and to stand before the Son of Man."
Dear brothers and sisters, today's reading presents us part of the testament that Christ left for his followers. After his passion, he anticipates the apparition of the false witnesses. He reassures his disciples about the end of the ages, and he impels them to a virtuous life, for all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. We heard about the false prophets that will rise, those who never knew God, but will try to impose their ideas about Him, those who will ask for benefits for their sweet, poisoned words. They were always present in the history, and always will be. But God said, "I did not send the prophets, yet they run. I did not speak to them, yet they prophesied." All scripture talks about the wolves dressed in sheepskin, inviting us to stay away from them and to protect our tradition and sacraments. Regarding the end of the world, Jesus reminds us about the words of the psalmist, "Of old thou didst lay the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They will perish, but thou dost endure. They will all wear out like a garment. Thou art the same, and thy years have no end." All the creatures have a beginning and an end, and all the matter will change its shape, but God will be always the same. In this life, mankind has the same faith. One faith comes to all, to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and the evil, to the clean and the unclean, to him who sacrifices and him who does not sacrifice. As is the good man, so is the sinner. And he who swears is as he who shuns an oath. The difference will be made at the last judgment by the way we have lived our lives. The Gospel of this week leads us like a cortege through the last days of our Savior on earth. From Gethsemane to Golgotha, we have witnessed the human weakness in all its shapes, but also the perfection brought by Jesus in the deified body. At the light of resurrection, Christ's passions are a triumphal march to life. The book of Isaiah prophesies about Jesus. He poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. This verse is a good start when we meditate upon our lives. Do we feel sorry for our transgressions? How often we confess them? In order to maintain the grace and the truth in our lives, do we use the prayer and the biblical readings? How often?
Refreshing Bread is a production of the Romanian Catholic Diocese, Eparchy of St. George in Canton, Ohio. Today's meditation was offered by Father Christian Laszlo. Reader, Anne Fosnot. Announcer, Raul Bota. Special thanks to Alleluia Press for providing the daily gospel readings.